אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר זוהר לעם, פרשת שלח לך, מאמר מי שקטן הוא גדול, פסקה 210. אתם מוזמנים להיכנס לאתר שלנו, kab.co.il, שם תוכלו גם למצוא את הספר וגם לשלוח אלינו שאלות. שאלות נבהרות בנושאים המדוברים בשיעור תשאלנה כאן. ספר זוהר לעם, פרשת שלח לך.
We're reading from the Zohar, from portion
the article, he who is small is great.
Let's ask for greatness of the goal, adhesion with the greatness of the Creator, that it shines on us. So then, in the light of the greatness of the Creator, we can scrutinize properly all the doubts, questions, and ask together.
He who is small is great. 2:10. How new are the things from the head of the assembly? Blessed he who lowers himself in this world, how great he is in that world. He who is small is great, and he who is great is small. It's written, and Sarah lived 120 years and 7 years. 100, a great account. It is written, a year. The smallest amount of years, it was diminished into one. 7, a small account. It increased it in size. As it is written, 7 years, in plural. The Creator did not grow only the one who is low, and he did not lower the Creator, but the one who increases himself. Blessed he who lowers himself in this world, how great he is in that world. 2:11. Meanwhile, they heard the song of the sea with the voice of the melodies that they never heard from the day where the melodies of the singing were created, as those melodies that they were saying. And when they concluded with the Creator will rule forever and ever, they saw four shapes of people in the firmament, and one of them was greater and higher than everyone. And this one who is greater and higher than all awakened this voice and said, so said the Creator, I remembered to you the grace of your youth and the love of your engagement, the way you walked after me, behind me in the desert. And he flew in the firmament and was concealed. Another came after him and said, and I guided blind people in the path they did not know, on the roads they did not know. And he concluded, and he flew in the firmament, and he was concealed.
Let's continue with the same request together, please.
2:12. A little bit of desert. Another opened and said, the desert and wilderness rejoiced, and the plain was happy and blossomed as the lily. And he flew in the firmament and was concealed. And another opened and said, so did said the Creator who created Jacob. So said the Creator that makes a path in the sea and in the wild waters a road. And the beast of the field will respect me, the jackal and the ostriches. He concluded, and he flew in the firmament, and he was concealed. Then great fear and terror befell them. 2:13. And when dawn broke, a voice awakened as in the beginning and said, a nation as strong as lions and heroic as leopards, give respect to your master. As it is written, so they will respect you, a mighty people. And they heard the voice of the hosts in the camps that were saying to you the greatness and the bravery and the glory and the might and the splendor. Until, and he is above every praise and fame. They wandered and they left. Meanwhile, day broke, and they looked back and saw the entire desert covered with the clouds of honor that shine and illuminate with many colors. 2:14. Certainly, the Creator wishes to be praised with the praise of the generation of the desert. That there was no such generation, such higher generation as that generation, and will not be until the King Messiah will come. Certainly, everything that the Creator showed us was not only to show us, to inform us of the love of their Creator above them, to let us know that they have a part and a good part, and they are the sons of the next world. And in the future, when the Creator resurrects the dead, this generation of the desert is destined to be resurrected first. As it is written, your dead will live. They are the generation of the desert. Three voices they are that are never lost. 2:15. A man who gives a voice in the field or some other place, and a different voice repeats after him, and it is not known where is it coming from. About this, several voices were awakened, and several precise minutiae were. 2:16. Three voices are that are never lost, apart from the voices of Torah and Tefillah, Torah and prayer, that are going up and burst through the firmaments. But other voices are that are not rising and are not lost. 2:17. And they are three voices. Each one is walking and wandering in the air from one end of the world to the other. One, voice of Chaya, of animal, when it is on the stones. Two, the voice of man, when the soul exits his body. Three, the voice of the serpent when it sheds its skin. 2:18. Into which place they enter and dwell those voices that are of sorrow? They go and they wander the air, and they go from one end of the world to the other end. And they enter into the cracks and the burrows of dust and hide there. And when a man gives voice, they are awakened towards this voice. Only the voice of the serpent is not awakened towards the voice of men. And how does it awaken? In striking. When a man strikes a thing, the sound of the striking, the voice of the serpent that hides there in the empty space of the field and not to the other voice of men. A voice is a sound is awakened after the other sound, but a species follows his own species. That the first two voices that are of men are awakened after the voice of man, and the third voice of the serpent awakens after the sound of the striking. 2:19. Therefore, in the day of Rosh Hashanah, of the new year, the sound of the horn of the shofar awakens another shofar, the sound of Bina. A species follows its own species. The path of the serpent is evil, to kill and strike. Therefore, in the voice of man, really, the sound of the serpent does not awaken, but only after its own species. And this is when a person strikes with a stick the ground, that this sound is calling its own species, then the voice of the serpent awakens to answer its species. And this secret is hidden. 2:20. Rabbi Shimon said, of course this thing is concealed. And I'm surprised, how come King Solomon did not know such a thing, that said, three are they that were beyond me, and four I did not know. The path of the eagle in the sky, and the path of the serpent on the rocks. But the King Solomon knew, and not so. But what he did not know is that he did not know that sound. What benefit is in it, and how does it settle? 2:21. This precision was beyond King Solomon, that this sound, it was included from Ruach, spirit, nefesh, soul, and hevel, breath of the bones and the design of the flesh on the body. And the sound wanders through the air, and each one of those three separated from each other. And when that sound reaches that place and enters, he sits there as a dead. And all these wizards and sorcerers, they know those places with their sorcery, and they lower themselves to the ground, and they hear this sound, that Ruach, Nefesh, and Hevel of the bones unite in it, and this is ghost from the land of. And therefore, Solomon chased to know what has become of this sound, and he did not know.
Okay, Mushi, what about intentions? All good. That is, you literally feel that you hold on to a great anxiety with your friend and checking whether your intention and reading the Zohar along with your friend are healing the friend and promoting the friend, and you're always anxious about the friend, yeah? No. So why are you saying all good? Huh? What's he saying?
That the force of the Zohar healed myself.
That means that you heal yourself, if that's how you think about the friend. Of course, that's your healing. That is the healing. Well, let's continue.
222. When a man awakens the sound, immediately the sound of the animal or the sound of the soul that departs, and he has no permission to extend, only equally as that same voice that man has awakened and not more. And if a man extends his voice, he does not extend so much with it, but awakens to the end of the sound of a man, because he cannot extend. Because when it came out in the beginning, it extended from the end of the world to the other end. And now, when it entered, he cannot extend the voice, because there is no place for it to expand as in the beginning. 233. Three kinds of lights there are that illuminate and then are cancelled. And one should understand, if they are cancelled, why did they illuminate in the first place? And the entire article revolves around it to clarify that they are not lost even though they are cancelled. And these three lights are the three sounds that are going from the end of the world to the other end. The degrees whole. As we study, that he sees from the end of the world to the other end. And here it was not said seeing, because these are the lights of the left without right, that they do not illuminate, but in Gal of Vak, Nefesh Ruach, and it's called also Kol, sound. But because they are whole in Gal of Chochmah, of small of the left, therefore it was said about them from the end of the world to the other end. Three sounds they are that are never lost, that are, they do not rise and they are not lost. Because they are the illumination of the left without right, they cannot rise upwards because of the harsh judgment in them. And even though they diminish, in any way, they are not lost. The first voice, first sound, is the sound of the animal, Chaya, that shouts 70 sounds while she is on the stones, and it, on the grinding stones, and it hints on the upper Chaya, the Malchut, when the souls were born, that when her womb is narrow and she cannot give birth, because then in it the light of Chochmah is revealed in the left without right. And we'll go to the next part of the lesson.